polls are open in New Hampshire, but voters are less motivated and more meh, undecided right up until they decide. It's Tuesday, January 10th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about with three Republican voters about what has made up their minds and give you some updates on what's going on in the New Hampshire primary today. Also, how come this group of candidates is so darn serious? Missing a little of the humor in politics this morning. But we want to know from you, who are you supporting or maybe not supporting this election season? Lillian in Washington writes, Ron Paul may be hot with the young people, but they don't vote much. As I understand, he's for getting rid of Social Security and Medicare, which I live on, and I would be committing harakiri if I voted for him. Give us your thoughts, 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can always post to thetakeaway.org. But first, let's check in on our headlines.
No more loose opinions for New Hampshire voters. They're heading to the polls to actually decide the nation's first presidential primary of the season. Some results already in, as the tiny village of Dixville Notch voted at midnight.
On the Republican side, we had one vote for Newt Gingrich, two votes for John Huntsman, one vote for Ron Paul, and two votes for Mitt Romney.
Frontrunner Mitt Romney is banking on a big win when all the votes are counted tonight. He rallied supporters, telling them he couldn't take another night like Iowa.
I hope that you're going to be able to give me a bigger margin of victory than 8 votes that I got in Iowa. Think we can do that? Yeah.
The former Massachusetts governor has no public event scheduled today. His rivals are crisscrossing the state trying to gather last-minute votes. A win in New Hampshire would make Romney the first non-incumbent Republican ever to sweep both the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. More from the Granite State coming up.
And as that race for the White House heats up, President Obama is ramping up his criticism of the GOP. He told a crowd at a D.C. fundraiser that Republicans just don't get it.
Republicans in Congress and these candidates, they think that the best way for America to compete for new jobs and businesses is to follow other countries in a race to the bottom. They figure, well, China pays low wages, we should pay low wages.
President did not mention any of the candidates by name and made only a few passing references to today's primary in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, those statements come amid a shakeup at the White House. Chief of Staff Bill Daley has submitted his resignation to President Obama after a little less than a year on the job. Budget Director Jack Lew will take over later this month.
Syria's President Bashar al-Assad remains defiant, refusing to step down amid anti-government violence. He appeared on state television this morning.
Our priority now is to recover security. The battle against terrorism is not a battle of the state and institution. It is a national battle that everybody should embark on.
During a nearly two-hour speech, the president, Bashar al-Assad, criticized the Arab League peace monitors in the country, but he made no reference to the United Nations estimate that as many as 5,000 people have been killed since the uprising began last year. Second day of nationwide strike is underway in Nigeria. Protesters have put up roadblocks to cut off access to a major highway used by diplomats and many of the country's wealthiest citizens. The strike began when labor unions, upset over high fuel prices in the oil-rich nation, called for a general strike. And for the second time in 3 years, Alabama takes college football's top honor. The Crimson Tide rolled over top-ranked LSU 21-0 in New Orleans. Alabama's win gives the Southeastern Conference its sixth straight national title.
It's kind of amazing. Asian and European markets are up right now. Futures are way up. The Dow will start at 12,392, the S&P at 1,280. The NASDAQ will open at 2,350. In a few minutes, as I said, we'll speak with three New Hampshire voters who have all three, as far as I know, decided, but we want to hear from you. Who do you think will be the next Republican candidate to drop out of the race? A listener in Oklahoma texts this. I believe John Huntsman and Rick Perry will be removed after New Hampshire because of a poor number of votes for both of them. Although in the very limited counts we've had so far, John Huntsman is tied with Mitt Romney, 2 apiece. A listener from Maine partially agrees, writing, I think Rick Perry should be the next to go. His performance during the debates this weekend demonstrated he's out of his element. What do you think? Which candidate will go? Do you think somebody will exit after New Hampshire? And who will it be? 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can comment at thetakeaway.org.